If not for Chief Oshkosh, the city that bears his name could now be known as Athens, and the Menominee tribe may not be living on its reservation in northeastern Wisconsin.
But there you see Chief Oshkosh, pretty much as all the descriptions describe him. Rather broad-faced, very stern in appearance, and he's wearing his black beaver's top hat, which he has ornamented to suit his own taste. You can see that.
Scott Cross is the archivist at the Oshkosh Public Museum. He's put on white gloves and is showing off a daguerreotype of the chief. Over the course of his career, Cross has fielded many requests for information on Chief Oshkosh, but there was no one book he could refer to people. So Cross wrote one himself. Like a deer chased by the dogs, the life of Chief Oshkosh is only 55 pages long, but it encapsulates what is known of the Menominee leader. The book includes primary source interviews, preserved oral histories that have been passed down from settlers who knew the chief. Oshkosh was born around 1795, the son of another Menominee chief. Oshkosh himself later became the head of the Menominee's Bear Clan. In 1827, the U.S. government selected him as the main spokesperson and negotiator for the tribe. Cross says his book's title came from a speech the chief made during the Lake Poygan Treaty negotiations. By 1848, the tribe had already ceded a lot of territory to the United States.
And basically what he was saying was that you continue to take away our land, more and more and more of our land. He says, I feel like a deer chased by the dogs, and I will soon have to take to water. And I thought that was just so eloquent.
That Lake Poygan Treaty of 1848 could have changed the Menominee tribe forever. It decreed the tribe would give up its Wisconsin holdings and uproot to Minnesota. The U.S. government promised that the new land would have game and fish, but during a trip there in 1850, Oshkosh and other tribal leaders couldn't feed themselves off the game. Plus, the land that was set aside for the Menominee was smack dab between territories held by the warring Sioux and the Chippewa. David Greenough is the Menominee's tribal historian. He says Chief Oshkosh came back to Wisconsin and then headed east to Washington, D.C. Greenough says even though he couldn't speak English, the chief's eloquence convinced President Millard Fillmore to let the tribe stay put.
When Oshkosh went into the White House, he saw the President Fillmore. He was a tall gentleman, and Oshkosh was kind of short. And he said, I come to you for your protection. You are like a tall pine tree, and I stand as a short scrub oak.
At a time when many American Indian tribes were being uprooted, in 1854, the Menominee were allowed to stay on about a 250,000-acre reservation. They've held the land to this day. The Wolf River runs through the reservation, and sturgeon spawn at Keshena Falls. Greenough says that's crucial because the Menominee creation myth centers on the sturgeon, and there were no sturgeon in Minnesota.
The feeling I get is that it wouldn't have been our home, nearly our home, you know. We would have been forced to take that land, in which the chiefs said, no, well, we want to stay in our ancestral territory, which we did.
In the book, Like a Deer Chased by the Dogs, Oshkosh is described as eloquent, flamboyant, and at times rowdy. He was tried and acquitted for murder. Oshkosh is remembered fondly by the Menominee and by people in the city of Oshkosh. He died in 1856. About 30 years later, city leaders began a push to bring the chief's remains to Oshkosh. For years, they pushed Oshkosh's descendants for permission to disinter him. That leads to an interesting chapter in Scott Cross's book, Who's Buried in Oshkosh's Tomb? As the story goes, by 1926, the chief's grandson, Reginald Oshkosh, was tired of being pestered and gave permission to dig up the chief.
And Reginald led the archaeological team to a site, pointed to a grave, and said, that is my grandfather's grave.
There were two skeletons in the grave. They were purported to be Chief Oshkosh and his wife.
The one skeleton was removed. And in a very elaborate ceremony here in the city of Oshkosh, it was reburied at the foot of the statue that supposedly portrays Chief Oshkosh.
It was kind of a trick we played on the people of Oshkosh.
David Greenough says the tribe would never have agreed to disturb the chief's grave.
The tribe said, yes, well, let's do that then. So which they set up a ceremony and took him to the burial ground and dug someone up and took him to Oshkosh. And it wasn't Oshkosh, Chief Oshkosh himself, it was somebody else.
And so the Menominee themselves wrote the final chapter on Chief Oshkosh. David Greeno says he's really buried in the forest just a little ways north of Kashina, but the tribe won't say exactly where.
Not far from this spot here, about walking distance, about a half a mile, not even that, about an eighth of a mile from here.
Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.